While the Northeast struggles through a whiteout, spring is already on the way in the lower reaches of the Republic. TV news could be showing scenes from Antarctica for all the relevance it holds to Austin, Texas, where NPR's John Burnett lives.
It's hard not to gloat on days such as this. The sky is a robin's egg blue, the temperature is perfect, and no one wants to stay inside. Bill Knesick, a retired electronics technician wearing a black cowboy hat and a ponytail, brought out his radio-controlled model glider to Zilker Park.
Well, I'm sitting around in a flannel shirt that's comfortable. You got your sleeves rolled up. 60, 65 degrees where I reckon. Another bad day in Texas.
A couple weeks ago, the city was abuzz with the expectation of its first snow in years. The next morning, children stuck carrots for noses and sticks for arms into pathetic lumps of snow and were excited because that's as good as it gets down here. Driving around the state capital these days, it's clear that spring has sent out its advance team. The irises, daffodils, and narcissus are up.
The peach trees, I've seen some of the flowering peaches already blooming. And the red buds are starting to pop open with their purple flowers, even though they're called red buds.
Robin Howard is one of the owners of Howard's Nursery.
Spring has begun in Austin, Texas, and it's a beautiful day, and we're ready.
In a couple more weeks, the bluebonnets, the state flower, will send up their bloom stalks, and then children will be forced to sit in the blue-carpeted fields and be photographed for grandparents. In the air, purple martins are returning from their winter home in the Amazon. The cardinals and the Carolina wrens have begun calling, staking out their territories and looking for mates. Victor Emmanuel is a birder and owner of Victor Emmanuel Nature Tours.
And one of the dominant sounds around Austin in the summer that starts now are the white-winged doves, which have a wonderful owl-like cooing sound. And they start calling all over the city.
Austinites have a message of consolation to their blizzard-bound compatriots in Buffalo and Boston and Arlington. Don't give up hope. It all evens out in July, when New Englanders are having outdoor weddings and Texans revert to a Freon-based society. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.